This game was honestly a pretty big microcosm for what Garden City's problems, but also what their best have been all season long. You see them come out with a 17-point first quarter and hang nearly 30 in the first half against Dodge City on the road. But in the second half, their shooting fell dry, and that's what allowed Dodge City to come from behind and secure their seventh win of the season. The Garden City Buffaloes were defeated by Dodge City 54-45 at the Fieldhouse, dropping to 1-2 in WAC play. But the way they started this game, you wouldn't have seen it coming. The Buffaloes jumped out to a 6-point lead at the end of one, securing the first quarter 17-11. They hit 3 3-pointers in the first quarter of play and did an excellent job getting out in transition. Ultimately, in the middle quarters of this game, Garden City turned the ball over too much and didn't hit enough big shots, especially in the third quarter when Garden City had just one field goal in the entire 8 minutes. But the biggest thing was down the stretch is that Dodge City could go to one of four different options to get them buckets late. Anthony Perez hit 3 3-pointers in the second half. Ty Sheck had a dominant third quarter where he had a near buzzer-beating three at the end of the quarter. And Tochi Okoro continued to get buckets down low, while Jaden Springer operated off steals and scores. Garden City really had two keys of offense in this game. Malik Kinney had by far his best game as a Buffalo, scoring 18 points and taking 8 3-pointers, which was a huge thing for Garden City to try and get out of him, and he hit 4 of them. Emilio Zunt had a great first quarter and started to turn it on a little bit at the end, but it was too little too late for the Buffaloes, who end their 3-game road trip with a record of no wins and 3 losses. Final score from the Fieldhouse, Dodge City 54 and Garden City 45. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR, 99.9 The Rock.